My name is Dr. Angelina Ferrella. I'm a pediatrician. I'm a solo practice pediatrician. Yes, I am a brave soul. I am the owner of A Brighter Tomorrow Pediatrics. I purposely picked that name 17 years ago when I quit my job very crazily and opened up my own practice. Now, if you were able to see my slides, you would have seen that my... Oh, you can? You can! That is so cool. Okay. So if you notice, my initials after my name says MD, I'm a medical doctor, but the letters right after that you probably don't recognize, and that's the National Board of Physicians and Surgeons. Notice it is not a fellow of the Academy of American Academy of Pediatrics. I dropped my fellowship with the AAP in 2008, just FYI. I am from Webster, Texas, which is a podunk town, and I'm a podunk doc from a podunk town. Some of you may have heard that before. I'm the immediate past president of the Southeast Harris County, Southeast branch of the Harris County Medical Society, which is the largest medical society in the United States. Thank you. Okay, my talk is going to be on COVIDized youth, kids in the COVID crisis. Click. Click. There we go. Thank you. Okay, just the numbers. Now, I actually prepared this last year, but then I updated it for this year. So as of October of 2020 last year, the COVID cases under 18 years of age was 6.3%. The fatality rate was 0.045% under the age of 18. So one of the things that just always inspired me initially when this whole thing started is I went back to where the numbers were coming from, which was China, and it was very encouraging that the kids weren't affected. I was very excited about that, actually. It's like, okay, this is showing that the kids are buffers. So I thought very naively the kids would be left alone. So as of just this past week, we see that the COVID cases under 18 is 14.2% of our population, of the deaths, actually. Hospitalization rates are super low. They have been forever, 0.1 to almost 2% from COVID-19. The fatalities are essentially zero, okay? So if you see this, you know, what we've done to our kids, masking our kids and isolating our kids and not letting them go to school, when you're looking at the numbers, it's very discouraging because the numbers really are showing us that the kids were a buffer. The kids were protected. In 8 states, there are no deaths from COVID under the age of 18. We should celebrate this. No deaths. There's 43 states that report and 2 territories that actually report this. So, whoops, that's a little too far. So 332 children, okay, now. So COVID-19 affects 17% of children. If you're looking at the COVID cases, which we all have this thing about the cases, right? I cannot stand the fact that we are testing asymptomatic people. I cannot tolerate the fact that schools, universities, and other quote-unquote powers that be not a physician are telling our families to go and get tested if they were quote-unquote exposed. This is a huge problem. If you actually look back, now recently in the news, this is so heartwarming. Recently in the news, you heard that there was a Houston-based church who had about 600 kids go to camp, and there were approximately 150 cases of COVID when those kids came back. I'm happy to report 3 of my children were at that camp. It was our church. That's kind of sad. It's kind of funny. It's actually, I think I'm losing this. It's a church that my husband and I sadly have walked away from because they preach fear. And the only reason why we allowed our kids to attend church camp is because it's the only thing that they looked forward to all year. And all of our kids, we have three kids and three girls. You've actually saw them singing. we have three kids. One of them's in seventh grade, one's a freshman, and one's a sophomore. All their friends were fine. I treated a couple of the counselors for COVID when they got back from camp. And honestly, they won't report who was actually sick. There was 150 cases, but I really don't know how many were actually sick, except for the two or three that I treated. They came to me. So just in comparison, though, strep pyogenes is carried in people 12% of the time and they're asymptomatic or not very symptomatic. And we know this, right? You have a carrier state. Not a big deal. It's 12%. In 2017 and 2017 was the flu-nami. I'm sure a lot of us remember that, right? Because I remember running around like a chicken with my head cut off in that season. I was seeing 80 patients a day, multiple days in a row, and it just got to be ridiculous where we were just running from room to room. Who cares about a test? If it walks like a duck, it's probably a duck. You have the flu. Here's your Tamiflu. God bless. Let us know if you get worse. Here's your breathing treatments. Here you go. Boom. Right? I mean, that's all we did. In 2017, 2018, there was an estimated 95 million people got sick. Sick, okay? And of that, 643 were children that died. 643 kids died in 2017. We're not hearing that. 2018, 35 million people were sick. About 480 were kids. Let's compare that to now. Now, COVID-19, let me remind you, is not a season. Does anyone notice that it just didn't end yet? Anyone else? I mean, we're counting numbers from January of 2020. It is now July of 2021, right? I think still, kind of, sort of, right? And there's 332 deaths. And we're going crazy trying to vaccinate kids. So out of the 606,000 people that died from COVID, which is a very sad tale, only 0.055% are attributed to our children. Our children have a 99.997% survivability from this virus. And that's without early, effective, outpatient treatment. It's without treatment. They have almost a nil percentage of death. Why are we doing this to our kids? I think my slides are really messed up. Go ahead. Go to the next one. Okay, here we go. Are we ready? Buckle up. The American Academy of Pediatrics came out with this statement that said, should children wear cloth face coverings? And they said yes. Children over the age of two can safely, I love that word, safely wear coverings over their face. This is probably the most egregious problem that we have today. This single statement right here is our biggest problem. We are gagging our kids. We are teaching them bondage just by covering their face. Children need to see your face to understand apathy, compassion, discipline, right? Remember mom used to shoot you the eye? I don't know how to shoot an eye if your face is covered. Your kid is not picking up on social cues. We see this over and over. I saw this in my own practice with children. We had an 18-month-old boy come in and a 4-year-old sibling come in, and the daughter was acting like a football defenseman. See, that's how good I am at sports, right? So she was acting like a defenseman. She kept running in front of her 18-month-old brother to stop him from touching the walls, to stop him from touching just anything in the room. You know, and what do kids do? They want to open up the drawers and all that fun stuff, which I actually let them do in my office. It's okay. Nothing under there. But she would not let him do that, and she wouldn't even take off her mask. And I had to make her take her mask off so that I could look in her mouth, which was the predominant reason why she was coming in. She had a sore throat. So the American Academy of Pediatrics, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh, this actually did work. I'm sorry. Maybe it didn't. Just kidding. Go ahead. The American Academy of Pediatrics is supposed to be for the safety of our children and advocacy of our children. And this particular statement about when do they need to wear these masks, why do they wear these masks, is absolutely ludicrous. There is no data to show that this is helping at all. These kids are a buffer. They have almost no chance of dying from this virus. Almost no chance, but yet we're going to cover their face and we're going to hinder their development, because this is exactly what we're doing. They also said they should be wearing it during sports. Yes. Wearing it during sports. Now, I want you to understand there was actually... Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. If you're under two, you don't have to wear one because you might suffocate, but if you're over two, you probably won't. That's basically what they're telling us here. They say you should wear a face covering even indoors, interacting with each other. If the children are playing together, they have to wear a face mask. This is ridiculous. We know this is not science. This is political jargon. This is complete and utter garbage, in my opinion. And probably the opinion of 99.99999% of you in here. Go ahead. I've been an advocate of taking the masks off children since day one, square one. I wasn't an advocate of them ever wearing it, ever. You know, the only time that we in the hospital in pediatrics ever saw a child with a face mask is if they were a cancer patient. This past year, I'm looking around at kids wearing face masks, and this utter dread just comes over me. Because it reminds me, it triggers me of when I used to do hospital work, and that these kids were cancer patients. It's the only time children ever wore a mask is if they were being transported throughout the hospital. Keep going. Something's wrong. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Okay. So there was a study. Talk about studies that were pulled. There was a study. This is a very busy slide, and I'm sorry because I had to reproduce it, but I want you to understand one of the reasons that we should not put kids in masks is because of the CO2 levels underneath these masks. There was actually, this is some OSHA standards here. I just kind of pulled some data just so that you could see it. You know, outdoor air, and I want you to remember these numbers just for this slide and my next slide. So 0.03% to 0.04% is your ambient outdoor air CO2 levels. OSHA says that it can't exceed 0.5% over an 8-hour period of time. So remember that. And I also want you to know that carbon dioxide is asphyxiant. So basically, you'll get a headache, you'll feel dizzy, you'll feel nauseous. You get very sleepy or tired. Sometimes you get blurry vision, or the tunnel vision will occur, or you actually start to shake. So these are just kind of guidelines I just wanted to put up here so that you could take a look at it. This is what the United States says is a standard for adults that are in the workplace. Okay? Oh. Sorry. Now, an interesting study came out just last month. It was published June 30th. Of 2021, and it was an awesome study. These are just the raw numbers. I wanted to show you the raw numbers. These were children, 45 children were tested for CO2 levels under a mask. Okay, one was a surgical mask and one was an FFP2 mask, which basically was a valved mask. Okay, now I want you to just, if you could, go down just a little bit and look and see, if you look to the ranges, look and see with a surgical mask, exhaled air, their levels went up to 4.7. That's huge. That's huge. And if you look down with inhaled and exhaled air, it goes up to 5.24, when normal is no greater than 0.6. Think about that. What are we subjecting our children to with inhaling CO2? They need oxygen for their brain. We have developing brains here. And we're this is a 3-minute study, by the way. 3 minutes. Could you imagine what happens after 8 hours? So it's okay to asphyxiate our children, but it's not okay for our United States adult workforce to suffer this. This is ludicrous. Sorry. So does any of this make sense? Do any of these guidelines make sense? Children are not super spreaders. They never were super spreaders. They are the buffers. We knew this from day one, square one. As a matter of fact, when I would do talks, I would tell people, do me a favor, go grab your kid. If you're a grandparent, let the kid lick you. Your children are your safety. Let the kids hug their grandparents. Let the kid, they are conferring immunity because they are a buffer. Why? Because they get snotty noses all the time. I am superwoman with my immune system because I'm a pediatrician. Was I worried about COVID? No, not at all. Because I learned in med school, coronavirus is a URI. Okay, big deal. I see URIs every day. I see more infectious disease every day than an infectious disease expert. So if anyone saw me with Newsmax, hopefully I buried them twice. I'm just saying. There is no reason to do this to our children. Mask guidelines make zero sense. We know it doesn't protect them from illness. It only increases their CO2 levels, which potentially has dangerous effects in their brain. It's really scary. 6-foot rule. What kid, what 2-year-old knows a 6-foot rule? Can someone please explain this to me? They're always in your face. A 5-year-old's always in your face. They always want to hug you. Can you imagine what we are doing to our kids by telling them, don't hug grandma. Don't hug your friends. We are making them social nightmares. You know, here's my prediction. Today is not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about our kids under 6 in 2 to 4 years. That's what I'm worried about. Because if we're worried about autism right now, we're causing it right now with these ridiculous guidelines. We are causing it. We are the problem. Any of these entities that are telling us to mask our kids under the age of 6, I say you don't need it under the age of 106, but what do I know? We are doing such a disservice. We are going to have a major health crisis in the mental health realm in the next 2 years. Huge. I see it already. I haven't seen eating disorders in a decade in my office. I have 5, 2 of which are now suicidal. That's not my wheelhouse, people, but I have to take care of it. Why? Because we still have psychiatrists that don't see patients in person in my area, in Southeast Houston. I mean, we're Texas, baby. We're open. And we have doctors that are not seeing patients. I can't, it's ridiculous. What did we go to school for? We went to school. This is what I signed up for. I signed up to be a doctor. I never shut my doors. Not once. Not once. You know, we're using the mentality that a chain link fence can keep out mosquitoes. That's literally what the mentality is right now. The vaccine risk is not outweighing the benefits, especially in children. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Natural immunity has been completely disregarded. It has been, we're all walking around, we listen to the news, and you would think that we are just going to be struck down every time we walk past a human being. I still, to this day, walk the trails near my house and I see people wearing masks outside. It's 98 degrees in Texas. And they're walking, exercising, running. Yeah, I see runners too. It blows my mind. Do you remember in the very beginning this virus died at 76 degrees? You don't have an issue in Texas, I'm just going to tell you. I don't know why this, like, sorry. Okay, this is my last slide. I'll let you read that. This is our mentality right now. Absolutely ridiculous. Thank you so much. Sorry for the technical difficulties.